I am a philosopher and a writer, and in the last few years I have realized that intelligences, greater than man, are watching our world. Planet Mars is older than Earth, and anyone living there is certainly more advanced. There is air and water to support life on planet Mars, but it receives only half of the light and heat from the sun that Earth gets. However, most humans don't think space is a danger. Men often wonder if there is life on Mars, but they are certain that people living there are inferior to humans. No one thought that superior beings wanted to leave their planet and take control of Earth. No one knew that these superior creatures were already making plans. The climate on Mars was becoming too cold, and the air was thin. This was why the Martians turned their attention to Earth. They looked across space with their instruments. They saw a warmer planet, green with vegetation and with narrow seas. They liked this rich planet called Earth. For several years, astronomers have noticed strange lights on the surface of Mars and have described it as jets of fire, like a gas flame. They didn't know that the jets of fire came from huge cannons on Mars, which were firing canisters with Martians inside to Earth. My friend, Ogilvy, an astronomer, showed me the planet Mars through his telescope. I saw a red flash of fire from the distant planet. Ogilvy thought meteors were falling, or the flashes came from a huge volcanic explosion. The newspapers wrote about these explosions, but no one seemed to be worried about this development, and everyone went about their daily lives. My friend Ogilvy didn't believe there was anything man-like on Mars. One bright, clear night, I pointed out the planets and stars to my wife. The sky seemed beautiful and safe. We had no idea what was coming. One night there was a falling star. It fell in the country, quite near where I lived. My friend Ogilvy said it was a meteor and went out looking for it. He was shocked when he found a huge cylinder lying in an enormous sandy hole. It was almost completely buried in sand, and he was surprised by the size of the cylinder. It was about 30 meters across, and it was still hot from the flight.